The Berkshire Eagle management team has a new look. Tom Tripico assumes the role as the paper's managing editor after Kevin Moran moved up to serve as regional vice president of news for New England Newspapers Incorporated, which manages the Eagle and other regional papers. For the past 8 years, Tripico has been the paper's deputy managing editor and says moving into the lead role wasn't necessarily his plan.
When you get more drawn into the newsroom decision-making and some of the higher-level planning that goes on, I guess it's inevitable you kind of get pulled into the vortex. And as much as I do enjoy what I have been doing, for the past few years, being more and more involved with content editing, working with reporters directly with what in their writing, and doing a lot more coaching with reporters, this will be a different challenge.
Tripico started his journalism career as a news clerk in 1987 at the Poughkeepsie Journal and moved up the ladder to regional editor before coming to the Eagle in 2005. He admits he faces a daunting task filling Moran's shoes, who served as the paper's editor for 8 years before taking on the new role in August.
So no matter what the platform you're working on, there is this core level of just storytelling that I really value. And I'm always trying to impart that to reporters that I'm working with, and the need to tell a story in such a way, to put yourself in your reader's shoes and try to, write the story as, so you're writing for readers. You're not writing for yourself.
Moran, an occasional voice on WAMC, which bases its Berkshire Bureau in the Eagle's building, also announced current Eagle education reporter Jen Smith will take on an additional role in the brand new position of community engagement editor. Moran says Smith will serve as a sort of public liaison to help the paper expand its involvement in the community, but also provide an avenue for the public to have their stories appear on the paper's pages.
With technology being an equal two-way street nowadays, and the fact that we interact with readers on a daily basis, newspapers across the United States are doing this.
Moran says the Eagle's newsroom staffing of 30 people has remained unchanged over the past 5 years, unlike the trend in most print newsrooms. The paper's daily circulation is more than 23,000, and Moran adds the consumption of its news is higher than it's ever been, as the number of visitors to its website has tripled in the past 5 years. Tripico says Smith, a native of Williamstown, is an asset for the paper and the community.
She seems to know everybody. I go anywhere, or as I get Facebook friends in this area or whatever, it always tells you mutual friends, and everybody is a mutual friend of Jen's. So it's pretty remarkable, and that's really where her strength is lies in this. In this new capacity.
Smith says a flood of messages over the phone, email, and social media are already keeping her busy in her new role, a position she says found her.
My first job here at the Eagle, I was working part-time nights as a news clerk and an obit clerk, and then my other nights were spent as a hostess at the Dakota Steakhouse, and then during the day I was a substitute teacher. So I have a good sense of, all the different things that go on here in the community, and I've met so many people, so people feel comfortable reaching out to me.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.